My topic today is God's Got It. You know, we all go through things, and we call on a friend, and they say, oh, I got you. I got you. And what does that mean? That means I'll be right there for you. I'm there for you. But what we forget, that friend can't have us if God don't have us. And that's why I want to speak to us today about God's got it. Every situation, good, bad, or indifferent, we may think is bad, but what the devil meant for bad, God can turn it into good. God's got it. He protects us. He keeps us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. He emphasizes that God is looking for a safeguarding position. He safeguards us. He is a divine supporter. He is actively involved in our life if we allow him to be. He is, but will we acknowledge? Do we acknowledge it? Do we acknowledge the fact that God is right there every single day? You can't breathe without God. You can't see without God. You can't walk without God. Everything that you do, God is there. And what do? Most of the time we ignore it. We're so puffed up, it's all about me. No, it's not about me. It's about God. And until we get to the point where we realize that God has it, we're failing ourselves because he's standing right there just waiting. I'm waiting for you to acknowledge me. I'm waiting for you to acknowledge that I have all. Don't worry. Don't fret. My mom always told me after I became an adult, every time I turn around, you're worried about something. If you're going to worry, there's no need to pray. So why are you praying if you're worrying? Because you worry over here, you pray over here, your prayer's not going to get answered because you're worried about something. So if you're going to worry, don't pray. And I thought, what does she mean by that? What does that mean? And I had to ask God, what does that mean? If we will just take a few moments and meditate on his word, because his word will explain everything we need to know. He gives us his word. Like Psalms 23 is going to be my first. Psalms 23, starting with verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. What does that mean? What is a shepherd? The shepherd is the leader of the sheep. And are we not his sheep? So he's trying to lead us. Will we let him? Are we going to allow him to lead us where we need to go? Are we just going to sit back and sit by and don't do what needs to be done so that he can lead us? All we got to do is let go and let God, because God got us. Let go and let God. He's my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. How many times do we think, I'm so right. I'm so righteous. I'm so holier than thou. That's where we stumble and fail, because we're not taking his word and using his word like it says. He leads us in the path of righteousness. I can't lead you in the path of righteousness. Let God do it. But no, we want to take it on our own and do our own thing. No, God's got you. Turn it loose. Let go. Walk in the will of the Lord and watch him do it. Watch him turn everything that you think is bad. He can turn it all into good. But you've got to trust him. You've got to trust and believe that God will do this. It said, for his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. What does that mean? He didn't give us a spirit of fear. So why are we fearful? God did not give us the spirit of fear. So I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What does that mean? I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you realize that the house that you live in could also be the house of the Lord? Because when you get to the point that you say, I'm giving everything to God, that house belongs to the Lord. This house belongs to the Lord. This house right here, the house that you, right here, belongs to God if we give it to him. He's not going to force us. He's not going to try and take it away from us. No. He says, I'm standing here with arms wide open. All you got to do is run into them. He will give you what you need if you just ask and if you just follow. And if you just stay in, this chapter is screaming, God's got you. Throughout the whole passage, it's telling us that God is fighting for us, that God is there for us, God is feeding us, God is clothing us, he's keeping a roof over our head. God is doing all of it. You may think that, oh, I got a good job. I make $50,000 a month. Where'd you get that job from? How did you get that job? But there's so many of us that we don't think like that. I did this. I went to college, and I did this, and I did that. I learned how to do this. I learned how to... I did... Well, how did you learn how to do all that? You couldn't have learned it by yourself. But so many times, we want to take it into our own hands. God is fighting for us. He has us. He has our top, our bottom, our front, our back. He's got it all, our left side, right side. He's all around us. All we have to do is acknowledge him and feel the presence of the Lord. I tell you, bask in it. It's awesome. My second scripture is Isaiah 40, 10 through 11. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lamb with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. Now, what is that telling us? See, God has given us his word. And that word is how we learn about him and how to worship him and how to do what he wants done. And this verse is telling us that God's promise is to be present at all times, to give us strength at all times, to help us, to give us protection during times of fear and anxiety. That's why you turn your fear to the Lord and you ask him to release you of that, because he didn't give us a spirit of fear and anxiety. We took that upon ourselves. So now we have to take it upon ourselves to ask him to do what? To remove it. God is with us at all times to strengthen us, to help us, to uphold us with his righteous right, with his righteous power. God's power is his commitment and justice and moral integrity that he shares with us, that he gives to us. He wants us to be fearless. Now, he doesn't want us to fear anything. That's why he didn't give us a spirit of fear. That's why he's there for us constantly. You know, whether you know it or not, he's constantly talking to you. But if we don't seek to know what he is saying, it just goes right by us. We have to ask him. He's not going to force us, because he told us already, my arms are open. I'm here for you. I've got what you need. I will take care of you. But he's not going to force it on us. It's a free will. You know, I had someone ask me once, why is it that you say it's a free will? It is. Yes, he could force you. He has the power to do it. But he says, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. I have got arms open, wide open, to receive you. So he's not going to force you to do it. He gives you your free will. And you know, that's better than sometimes being a parent. Because sometimes being a parent, you know, you might force that Benita to do something that she didn't want to do, but mother said, do it. Let's get it done. Sometimes as a parent, we have to do that. But God didn't do that. He let you back yourself in a corner and ask him, help me out, Lord. Please get me out of here. Lord, please help me out. Like, I know I shouldn't have done this, but I did. And now I want your help. And what does he do? When you are earnestly and honestly begging for asking for forgiveness, he forgives you. And what does he do? He helps you out of that bind that you got yourself in. And there's a lot of times you say, Lord, I know I shouldn't have done it. I should have, could have, would have, but I didn't. And I know, God, but I did it anyway, and I need you. And what does he do? When you have an earnest heart, he gets you out of that bind you backed yourself into. And he doesn't say, I told you don't do that, like mother would have done Benita. He doesn't do that. He says, I got you out. Just stay with me, please. I want to be there for you always because I got you. I'm not like that friend of yours that says, okay, Benita, I got you. And tomorrow you call that friend, they don't even answer the phone. The next day you call that friend, still don't answer the phone. A week later you call that friend and you say, well, you know what? I thought you had me, but you didn't answer the phone. Oh, girl, I forgot. God doesn't do that. When God's got you, he got you. And he lets you know it. And he does not take it back. When he gives you his word, you can stand on it. When he gives you his word, you can stand in front of it. If God tells you that that truck's not going to hit you, you can stand right there and that truck will not hit you. Trust and believe and have faith in the Lord. Take his word. Do what he wants you to do. Acknowledge him in all ways, and he will direct your path. Isaiah 41, 10, 13. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Did we hear that? He said, fear not, I am with you. I am with you. I will walk through the muck and mire with you. I will see you through everything, good, bad, and indifferent. I got you. I will see you through anything, good, bad, and indifferent. Just lean and depend on me. Read my word, acknowledge me, and meditate on my word. And allow me to work it out for you. But we gotta trust. We have to trust. And believe. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contend with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord, your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. What is that telling us? My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Whether it's a need of finances, whether it's a need of food, whether it's a need of just a friend. Lord, I just need a friend today. I don't need anything but for somebody to be my friend, for somebody to love me. Guess what? He loved you before you loved yourself. So guess what he's still doing? Loving you even more. He was a friend of yours before you even knew what friends were. So guess what? He's always there. But we have to learn to understand that God is there and that God is wanting us to do what he's wanting. He's just begging us to come into his open arms. Let him love on us. Let him protect us. Let him shield us. Let him do whatever we need done. And he's begging us to do that. He's encouraging us with a powerful message that reassures us that he is there. It reminds us that God's people are not alone. That's what this verse, Isaiah 41, 10 through 13. It reminds us that God's challenge, that we have the challenges of the world. But guess what? We got the strength of God. So we need to remember that we have unwavering support in who? In the Lord. Yeah, I'd like to depend on Benita 100%. I would, but she might jump up and go to Arizona on me. So who do I have? Well, yeah, Scotty's there, but he might decide he wants to go see his brother too. So, no, I know God is going to be there. Even if I decide to get him to go to Arizona, God's going with me. God is there. So even though I have my daughter and my oldest grandson, yeah, y'all might leave me. But God will never leave nor forsake me. Never leave or forsake me. And I want to teach that to them. Trust and believe. God, he might be here for you. But God, he might jump up and leave you. But if you trust God, but God, he got you. And he will lead you through anything. He'll get you through anything. Any and everything that you're facing, he can get you through it. Trust and believe it. He will get you through it. He has an unwavering support for us. And all we have to do is just trust and believe that that support is there. Then my final scripture is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I memorize that because there are times when you need that scripture. Times when things are going hard, or you feel like, oh man, what am I going to do? A, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, because a lot of times your own understanding is what gets you in trouble. And then you got to go back and say, okay, Lord, I didn't, and now I'm trying to. Whereas if you don't do it in the beginning, just trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And like I said, I got that scripture etched in my brain because I know that's what I need to do. But sometimes it's hard. But if I quote the scripture, meditate on the scripture, it brings me back to reality that God has me, that God is saying, with all my will, all my might, I've got you. So I have to remember that God's got me. We have to remember to trust in the Lord and believe that what he said, he will lead, guide, direct, and protect. There's no one else that can do that. There's no one in your life that can lead, guide, direct, and protect. No one. As much as we love our loved ones, as much as we trust them, they cannot do what God can do. We need to learn to lean and depend on God and understand how to trust him. And the way we do that is by studying his word, meditating on his word, and applying his word to our daily life. It doesn't matter how much you study, how much you meditate, if you don't apply that word to your life, you're failing yourself. You're failing yourself. Yes, you're failing God, but he's still there waiting for you. And he'll always be there waiting for you. But you're failing yourself. You're hindering yourself. You're keeping yourself from progressing in the Lord. But if you meditate on that word and apply that word to your life, and when you look at that word, you go, oops, that's something I shouldn't have done. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to repent. And I'm going to start all over again. And I'm going to do it right this time. We have to learn to trust and depend on God. Read his word. Meditate on his word. Pray in his word. Share his word with others. I'm sure that there are people that you know, like I know, that need the Lord. And it's up to us to get it to them. So we need to trust and believe that God's got us.